The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Power
is on
hold for 15 to 20 million.
Jump out!
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio. Here, as we gather on this Wednesday, December the 22nd, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. And of course, the great thing about our broadcast is it's up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the next week. So no matter how busy you are over the Christmas holidays and special events, you can tune in and hear what we're trying to do to save America and, of course, promote American made. I first would like to say thank you to Mark Andel, who is the founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Conley, National Small Business Advocate, Rich Loaches, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I am Michael Blihash. Always very proud to be with you here and hear what's going on during the week and be able to share a little bit of it with you during our broadcast as we speak to our great panel members. They are the greatest people. And during this Christmas holiday, the most I can say is Merry Christmas. As we gather on this Wednesday, December the 22nd, we're just days away from the biggest celebration that brings people together. No matter what nationality, no matter what faith you are, Christmas is a time to bring people together, share gifts, share the holiday, and prepare for the new year. And I have Merry Christmas greetings to you and yours from all of us in the Blihash family and also from our panel members who you will hear from today. During this festive time, everyone promoting the Buy American Made campaign can take great pride in knowing that we do our best, and I mean our best, to support American workers and America's economy, and America's businesses are depending on us. The last quarter of the year is a very important time, and it's so wonderful to hear how many people are out at the malls shopping. I'd like to see those malls with at least a 50-50 balance of American-made products, but we keep working on it, and people tell me that they find more and more products with American-made. Christmas time and special events like this bring people together, and our opportunity is also there to talk about the Buy American Made campaign with family and friends. People are so busy, so rushed, doing a thousand things these days so that they rarely stop to think, what can I do to help my fellow family member who's an American worker, help my local stores, my restaurants, whatever. This is a good time for us. And during this pandemic, I've noticed that a lot more people are focused on helping America and American workers. In recent years, we have generated tens of millions of supporters for our efforts because everyone sees the importance of providing our fellow Americans with every opportunity possible to support themselves and their families. People are just, you know, want to be independent. Because so many of the jobs moved overseas, we then had to expand all of our welfare programs and everything else. And as people see that that's not the thing to do if you want to have an independent future, we're seeing more and more positive things happening with our agenda. Americans also see that the loss of businesses, industries, jobs, and job skills really needs to be reversed. And I'm really pleased to hear that, because I'm hearing it from more and more radio people. People in the newspapers are talking about it in various newsletters or to their members in their organization are saying, go out, support American Made Month, which is National Small Business Month, was during the month of December. And I have to tell you, it was well publicized. Many of our papers here in this area did a great job bringing attention to it. And by the way, it's only going to last a few more days, and then everybody will be off the shopping wildness. They'll be returning things, but, you know, it should be good. And also, thanks to everybody who's advocating for American workers, promoting our broadcast, because a growing number of advocates is really what we need. There's nothing controversial about our message. We simply ask our fellow Americans to spend more of their dollars on American made, because we've really got, in some categories, 70, 80, and 90% of the products that were made 30 years ago, just 30 and 35 years ago, are now foreign made. Those were very good salespeople that took all those jobs and all those industries out of the United States of America. Another thing that people are noticing, as people retired in America, they did not pay attention or care who was buying their businesses and things like that. So they took a lot of those businesses and took them overseas. When you talk now to some people, they say, well, at one time, Michael, the board and the people involved were located in the United States. Now this company belongs to someone else. It still uses the name and the title, but it's no longer the company of American people, in America's investors. So this is something that we're trying to encourage more Americans to become invested in local businesses, as we've been hearing from Mark Andel and all the various people that he has on his lists of working with and selling their products. These are maybe not the biggest corporations, but they are big enough that they can grow and be part of this very important movement in America. Also, I encourage you to visit our internet site by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and you'll see that we're still urging people to support December National Small Business Month. Go to that link. You'll see exactly what we're trying to do. I was out shopping, and I'm talking to everybody that I possibly can. Many people know about it. They've been more encouraged about it this year because of the problem we experienced with all the stuff coming in to America and coming on those ships, and those ships not being able to unload and put the products in the sea. So a lot of our smaller companies that were American owners, and also the people who would not only like to see what's going on, but also put their foot to stop the various, you know, things from coming in and taking his money for that. Because right now, I hate to tell you, it's not going to happen. But because one of our great weekly people has to go, I'm going to call on Rich to come on. Rich, how you doing, guy?
Michael, good morning. And, good morning to everyone, guys. And thank you for having me first, Michael, because I need to probably come off a little bit. I'll still have the show on in the background, but I'll put it on mute so I'm not all my cursing and ranting and raving isn't heard in the background. I do appreciate you having me on first, and I just wanted to thank everyone for, you know, I know next week will be the final of the year, but just in case, for whatever reasons, we're not all together next week, you know, let everyone know, it's been, to quote Charles Dickens from A Tale of Two Cities, it's the best of times and it's the worst of times. So I hope for everyone this week, they can find some time to make it amongst the best of times this year. And I'll tell you a quick little story, Michael, and related to your opening there, is that last night when I was going to purchase Christmas cards, I needed 4 cards. So went to the pharmacy, went to the card section. And I'm not saying this for anyone to praise me. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm going to tell you why I'm saying it. It took me 45 minutes to find 4 cards out of, I don't know, hundreds, thousands, that were made in America, that on the back it says made in USA mark. And as I was leaving, I got to thinking, this is why, Mark, how many out there of consumers spend 45 minutes to find four cards made in America? What percentage do we think? Single digits?
Not a lot.
Low single digits? Okay. And while I was there, I noticed another guy there. I'm guessing he was probably a dad. He was looking at cards. And I asked him, I said, hey, did you ever look in the back of the cards to see where they're made? And he said, no, I never did that. I said, where's that card made in your hand? And he said, made in, and it has a country, not U.S. And I said, let's be honest about something, sir. No one reads the cards anyway. So it's not like you're buying it thinking 10 years from now your wife's going to say, wow, honey, remember that card you got me in Christmas of 2021 and that message? No. It's a thought that counts. So I said to him, have you ever spent any time to look at cards to find one made in America? He said, no, I never have. I said, tonight's a perfect night to start, isn't it? And you know what he did? Went through a bunch of cards, found one made in America. That's it. That's all I had to do. All I did, Mark, was ask him. I opened with a question. I didn't say, are you a Republican or a Democrat? I didn't ask him, are you a Trump or Biden voter? Since we're in Florida, I didn't ask him, do you like or dislike Ron DeSantis? I didn't ask him what kind of car he drove. I didn't ask him if he's gay or straight, whether he believes in God or not. I asked him, do you ever look and see where the card's made? And he said, no. And guess what he did? Found one made in America. Ain't that something, Mark?
That's excellent.
Ain't that something? Now, who am I? I'm a nobody in Delray Beach. I don't know. Maybe he just got if he got a made in America card to get me away from him, mission accomplished. Okay? No problem. I don't care whatever the motivation was, as long as it's not illegal or unethical. No problem. Oh, let me get a card so this guy stops bugging me. He probably thought I was going to follow him around the store or something. Well, where's that soap made? You know, ask him when he goes to, when he goes into the, I don't know, he goes into the women's care section for his wife. Where's that made? But no, he got it. And you see, Mark, that's why I give you guys so much credit. You know, you expanded into Florida. So, and I just kept saying, I just kept thinking, you know what? So what did I spend 45 minutes? If it took me an hour, if it took me an hour and a half, do you know how hard it is? Like, Mark, I'm asking you as if you don't know, right? Rhetorically speaking, how difficult it is to actually make products in America and succeed. I mean, given 45 minutes was the least I could do, right? I mean, really. And I just got to thinking, see, all it took was, hey, did you ever look to see where that card's made? Just a question, soft question. And look what it resulted in. Imagine that being done millions and millions of times a day. So if Rich can do it, hell, anyone can.
You're absolutely right, Rich. And I'll tell you one thing.
That's the kind of story, Michael, I want to offer that. Now, again, not for praise, not to say, oh, Rich, you're great, you did a good. No. I see it as my duty. You know, I don't mean to make that sound hokey, but I see it as my duty to get them to buy American when I really can. When the option's really there, okay? And I did, and we just do that every day. And Mark, and of course, you've made a livelihood out of an entire brand, a whole identity, a movement, a true movement that's nonpartisan. Like we say down here at the Florida store, we're very, very patriotic and very nonpartisan. So if we were able to do it, Michael, anyone can.
Anyone can. You know, Rich, I have to tell you that no matter where I go and I talk nicely to the people in the stores, the managers, and I just asked them, have you had anything in this category? Because I want to try to focus it on American made. He said, well, I'm a big supporter of American made. However is the word. He said, we can only display what's available to us. In other words, their suppliers have just taken out American made off their list of priorities and put all this other stuff where they can bring in a product for a dollar and charge $10 for it. Whereas an American product of the same type may cost $4 or $4.50, and they'll still be able to charge what they charge for the foreign product. And that's, they're looking out for themselves. Now, in my situation, I talk to some of the people and they say there should be a definite amount of money put on each foreign product that you are spending money to help American companies. Put like a tariff on there. that it's coming in addition to the cost, there's a tariff because it's made foreign and we're selling it. Most of these companies have made it very convenient for the American worker to be screwed big time, big time. And so that's not the right thing to do. So when I talk to people, they say, well, Michael, you know, in the last 5-7 years, I've been really looking at things, and many times I didn't see it in the past, but now I'm noticing that more and more things have gone overseas. And what happened, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, a lot of the businesses that were already with people who ran them for 30 and 40 years were sold on the market. No one knew who the major customer was. The people buying it at the store didn't know that this company was owned by a foreign country, that they were just going to keep the name Michael's Products. And yet it has nothing to do with Michael's Products anymore. That person is retired, and now they're just pushing their own agenda, and you just buy it because you remember the name and you go after that particular name. But when you look where it's owned and where you look where it's made, you see that it has very little association with the United States other than being a sales point. Yes, Rich.
Well, I mean, Michael, again, let's use my example, okay? Because I'm not saying it's brand new, but unfortunately in the U.S., one of the, I think, really unfortunate side of residual effects of this pandemic, and I'm not talking about the loss of life and those who've gotten sick, which are all tragic and terrible. I'm in a cultural sense, there has more and more become a mindset of shaming people. And look, I stay away from the COVID vaccine discussion. That's what I tell everybody. I stay away from the 2020 election because it's over. Mm-hmm. And I stay away from the COVID vaccine. And if you ask me, do I think everyone should get vaccinated? I say, absolutely. Because I believe that those who haven't gotten vaccinated because they believe the misinformation, I will say to you that I believe you're a victim of the misinformation. I will not shame you. I believe you've been victimized by that misinformation. And so that guy, Michael, that example of that guy, when I asked him, did you ever look to see where a card is made? And he said no. And, I could have shamed him, right, Mark, if I had wanted to. But what would I have achieved, mm-hmm. right? What would I have achieved doing that except to shame him? And shaming him would not have resulted in getting a card made in America. And I get, look, I don't know for sure, Michael, but when these moments happen for me, I think about maybe that's a seed that just got sprouted, that just got planted, right? And maybe next time this guy goes to buy something, maybe Mark will think twice. I have said for years on the show, Michael, that Made in America is a very, it should be, Mark, at least, non-controversial. Right, it's not a controversial issue. We're not having debates about abortion and the death penalty and vaccine mandates and all this other stuff. Made in America is not controversial, at least not for me. And I love controversy, but yet I still sit back and say, no, this isn't. And so at the end, Mark, we were able to, you've been able to create a whole movement where now you have stores that sell these products. And then you sit back and wonder, Michael, where's more advocacy going to come from? And that's not, I'm not suggesting the government should do more, quote unquote, for businesses that are selling Made in America goods. Generally, we want the government to intervene as least amount of time as possible in the private sector. But you do wonder where's the advocacy coming from? And so maybe, Mark, the silver lining out of these supply chain issues, we hope, is that there's going to be more of a national recognition and self-consciousness about where we get goods.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be controversial. But what I will say about politicians, as much as, we like to beat them up, and believe me, they deserve it, what they say matters. What politicians say, Michael, people listen to them. Mm-hmm. People do listen to them. They do have influence. They have bully pulpits where millions of people see and hear them. And I just wish that coming into the new year, this Congress of ours and state legislatures, whether they're red, blue, or purple, can make a concerted effort to say, let's find an issue we can agree on, made in America, and let's champion it. Let's go to Twitter, and instead of talking about whatever BS that people talk about, we talk about made in America. And I say that, Michael, with all sincerity. And I'll be the first person to come on the show and say, hey, look at this politician. Look at this elected leader. Look at all these tweets and Facebook and this and that that he does, she does, about made in America. I'll be the first one, Mark, to give credit. But we need people of influence to advocate for this. And they don't, because they spend their time chasing BS and talking points and fire-breathing fundraising points.
Right.
And so maybe with this Christmas now it is, maybe Rich's idealistic, utopian, naive side is coming out saying this. But I'd like to see a concerted effort, Michael.
You know, Rich, I want to add something to this. We have national leaders in this country who are catering to the foreign people because the foreign people give them more donations to make sure that they just keep everything the way it is. The fact that we don't have national people in the House and Congress even talking about this issue, you know, American Made Month and everything that we were trying to do, everybody talks, first of all, that these are controversial issues, controversial conversations. What is controversial about getting your people to work, educating your children in a school where they will have a future? I don't find any controversy to it at all. And yet they continue to say we are a free, open market society. If the entire industry wants to move overseas, then that's their business. Isn't that a wonderful attitude? If they said at least, well, we want to keep 50% of every one of those people in this country, I could agree 100%. But no, they have no interest. It's like, oh, Michael, wow. And, you know, the more I'm watching, I see that the politicians are very, very supported by big businesses and big businesses that are outside this country. Big businesses in our country have been suffering so much that the politicians don't really offer them anything. So they cater to those who are bringing those bigger dollars. As I said, to have something made in a foreign country, $1. It's sold in America for $10. That means you have $6, $7, $8 in the middle that you can support politicians or whatever. With American, we're paying people more reasonable wages. We're hoping that, you know, we're going to have that stuff on the market for a long time. And that's the reason all this has been happening. And they want to keep it quiet. Do you think they want somebody like you, me, Rich Loges, and Mark, any of the people to be talking about this kind of stuff? No, because we're bringing attention to something that they should be bringing attention as elected leaders. They should be bringing attention to this, not a private group like ours. And Mark knows very well how difficult it is to get people on his side in his area with the few stores that he has in that particular area of New York. You would think that the political people would want to be there and bring proclamations and, you know, be there for all kinds of events. I hate to tell you, they only go when forced, or they only go where the dollar bill is located. And if the dollar bill is coming from a foreign country, so be it. Rich, first of all, before I turn to Mark and Larkin, I just want to say to you, thank you for being an unbelievable member of our panel. This is a volunteer effort that you're doing on Wednesdays. We appreciate all that you do. I would like to see the year 2022 be a better year for all of us. And I will be able to speak up even more next year, because from what I saw during this pandemic, as people were having their products unable to come to the United States, there was a great turndown. American products moved more in the United States than they did from foreign countries. Everybody and their grandmother expanded into some of the bigger stores. That should have been going on for years, not because the stores needed more inventory to keep people coming, but they should have looked for American first. How do we get that to happen? So, Rich, I know that you are on your way to do something today. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you. As we say, Merry Christmas, Vesoi Shvint, Bozhego Narodzenia, and best wishes to your wife, your kids, and all of your family members. We appreciate everything that you're doing for American Workers Radio and our Buy American Made campaign.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it, and hope everyone has a great Christmas. Talk to you guys next week.
God bless you. Now, I'm going to turn for an update to a man who's been pushing this for 11 years, and that is Mark Andel. Mark, first of all, I want to say thank you for being part of our broadcast. Many people talk about you, and I only hope that many people go and buy things from you on the internet and have it shipped to them. That's the main thing. I always promote you in this way and tell them to look at your store on our internet site. This is what it's all about. And the bigger you get, the better you'll have those people able to circulate products in our stores. Good morning, Mark. Happy holiday.
Hey. Good morning, Mike and Larkin and Rich and Henry, and Merry Christmas to all. Yeah, Mike, and thank you for always your support and our team's support. I think we've got a great panel here that loves America and believes in America. You know, Rich touched on a lot. I love his story with the cards. And Larkin's always said, and we believe, we've got to make it important. The American-made movie, which was great, but their message was, everybody please do their part. So everybody has, we wanted a national agenda, like Rich mentioned. This is common sense. We're just a speck of dust on a carpet with our Made in America stores in Western New York. But I got to tell you, I was traveling around over the weekend. I check our stores, and I love to go when they're as busy in these premium shopping days, which we've only got about three left, Mike, in the retail world. The days before Christmas are the strongest, and the weather's on our side for that up in Buffalo. Although we want snow for our snow removal side, we're selling the snow plow. So, we've got a lot. There's been a lot of product shortage, just running around for Linda to make white trash, trying to find, the white chocolate. My buddy set me up. And, there's been product shortages on all kinds of things. But it's nice that we do have our products. Our 500 vendors, God bless them, they're busy. They're still running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we manage to get a lot of product in. Long story short, our shoppers have been buying more than normal. They've been visiting the stores. We set a record last Saturday at my son's store at the McKinley Mall and at the Elma store, just high sales records. And it's nice to see because General Welding's down on the other side with the oil mining work and military work. So we always got all these legs of business, Mike. But, it's great to see people really doing their part. But hopefully they will, and they will take out what Rich was saying, with the guy that he educated about buying a Made in America card. Everybody's got to slow down, take a look at what they're buying, and do their part. Supporting the country you live in, 50-50 fair trade, Mike, is what we're all about. It's funny, my mom, 84, don't mention I told the listener she's 84, but she brought me some cashews this morning with sea salt. Who wouldn't take a 2-pound jar? Of course, I look on it, and it's made in Africa, Vietnam, and I picked on Mom, but you got to watch, make sure she don't have a broom. And I said, Mom, where they're made? She goes, don't start. And I'm always, I don't care if it's my mother. They know. Hey, do your part. I live and breathe it, my underwear to my jeans to my shoes to my shirt. And that's who I am, and I pledged, I made a promise to God that I'll keep this Made in America store going and impact this country and, support our veterans and support skilled trades and help them mom and pops. And, I sleep really good with that, Mike. That's what I'm about. It's not about me, as you know. I've been blessed with a great team and people that are loyal and care. So our Made in a Movement strong. Can we keep it going? We're going to do everything we can. Larkin, I've got a good SBA story for you. I'll probably call you on the side. Working on EIDL. Loan still, and we just got to, people forget it's been 22 months of this pandemic. It's really not over at all, and it's been tough on not only local businesses, but any size businesses. Our team, I can't say enough for over this last year, because we're fighting the fight every day, every hour, just to make payroll for that next week, mm-hmm. So Mike, your help, and Larkin, and Rich, and Henry, everybody does their part, believe it or not. But what Rich did last night is what everybody needs to do in their stores, and take a look at what you're buying. Take a minute. Slow down a hair. Even in this holiday season, I go to the malls. I like to see busy, and I like to see what people are buying. But slow down a bit and do your part, because it, you know, our brand is about rebuilding the American dream, supporting a blue-collar worker, getting America back, giving people a purpose, and so they can have a good job, a good livelihood, and make good money, decent money, and buy things and have more disposable income. So, like our brand, as you know, Made in America Stores and the Made in America mission is alive and well, and I do believe somebody upstairs looking down that knows it needs to happen, not just for our country, but I want it to be an example for all countries to do the same thing.
You know, Mark, you're absolutely right about everything you said. What would be the best thing that I would be able to say I've heard is that TV stations, radio stations, and everybody else has been on your doorstep asking for your opinion on how we can expand this type of effort in America. That's not happening, is it?
Yeah, no, you know, it is the, like you said, your local politicians. I ran into a senator, you know, the other day. They like what I'm doing. Hey, I've got a tie with you. We got to support more local. And you know, everybody does say that, but, you know, some people obviously always thought I was crazy and love America too much, but how could you love your country too much, right?
That's
but
right.
What we're doing is just so important. It's not selfish. Not like half the politicians out there all about their self. It's about helping our 500 vendors, making sure they have livelihoods, making sure our own people, our loved ones have livelihoods, and allow people to earn a dollar. It really is everything America was built on, is the Made in America movement.
You know, you just said the right thing. Allow people to earn a dollar. I find it unbelievable that you know, so many levels of America's leaders or politicians have not jumped on all these campaigns to push America over all this other imported stuff. I don't understand why that is. When I talk to them, they say, well, Michael, it's a, you know, a free economy in America. We do whatever. I said, sure. But with your encouragement, it would really go much further. And they just look. They don't have an answer for that. If they had an answer, they would be, oh, well, you know, we can't and this and that. You know, we had people lately that even took the mellow, whatever it's called, to bring into this and then say, hey, look what I got. Even though I'm not a particular person who's in on that get that beautiful program on the definitely on the program where the what do they call them? Ooh, the well, anyways, it's one of those things that you cannot absolutely leave here until we get you a person who will take on this definite. So I want to say thank you. You are the best. You are the Mark. You are the best. And can you stay there? I want to talk a few minutes with with Larkin. Yes, Larkin, let's hear what you got to say.
Good morning, Michael and Mark. Merry Christmas to you. I love a good SBA story. Listen, I want to back up to what Rich was saying, and I guess make a public admission to my fellow radio guys. You know, had I been in, and I have been, in Rich's circumstances, I would have grabbed the guy by the scruff of the neck and pressed him up against the counter and said, what are you buying here? And I guess that's kind of not – I guess that's not the approach, is it?
But my dad's approach.
That's good to hear. Yeah. It's good to hear Rich do that. You know – I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'm trying so desperately hard to get into the Christmas mood. Just before we went on, Biden was speaking to a Zoom group about the economy and where we are. And I've tried to keep politics out of this, of what we do, because while there might be a political edge, I just think that if we concentrate more on bringing the jobs back. But he said, clearly said to me this morning in this Zoom call, that buying in America, buy American made, is so important. And there's no press, and he's taking no questions. For somebody to say, I agree with you, I hear you, that's really great. What are you doing about it? Tell me one thing that you are doing about Made in America, other than saying you love it because it's popular. And it's just so difficult for me because, he told me that the ports are cleared up and the shelves, he actually said, the shelves are 90% full. There is no inventory problem. Gasoline is down 10 cents a gallon. Of course, he doesn't want to talk about the $1.49 at the top. But it's right. Down 10
exactly.
cents.
Exactly.
I'm just getting to a point where, as much as I thought he would be a different president, a different style, listen, when Trump opened his mouth, you'd have to get the BS quotient meter out and try to figure out what he was saying. The thing with Biden is don't get the meter out because everything that comes out of his mouth is BS. I mean, it's just getting to that point. So my Christmas wish list, which is now a holiday wish list because it's now 4 pages and I can't read that to I've got to narrow that down to about 3 or 4 good solid wishes. I will have that next week for everybody to hear. I've been working on it so diligently. But building a wall around Washington just probably isn't going to make it. That might be one of the wishes that I have. But I agree with Rich. I agree with Marco wholeheartedly. Our efforts have to be build back in America. Build back in America where freedom and opportunity, prosperity, and civil society flourish. And we just can't seemingly get over any one of those humps.
No, you're right.
So we've got to concentrate as a power, the three musketeers plus our leader have to concentrate on doing whatever it is that we can do to build this country back from a small business perspective. And I'm now motivated. My wife told me the other day in a moment of weakness, I think she had 2 glasses of wine, that I was off entrepreneurial restriction. And I said, really? And now my brain's going 55 miles an hour trying to figure out what it is that I want to do that would be a small business. Just something. I don't need to make a ton of money. I just want to put 3 or 4 people back to work running sewing machines and I got an idea of a garment there or doing this or just something. And
you're absolutely right. You're right, Larkin. You're right. You know, one thing
happened.
You know, one thing that I've heard from small business owners in the last few years is, Michael, starting back 25 years ago, we went from 15 to 20% of our inventory foreign made, 15 to 20%. Now, a lot of what is sold in our store, not because we want it to be that way, but because this is the only way we'd be able to get products to fill the store, 80 to 90% of it's now foreign made. How did we get to that point? Many local store owners say that they're forced to stock foreign made, even though people are coming in and asking, where are the American made items? Or they would have to close up business. And it gets worse and worse every year. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm trying to be very, very diplomatic these days. And that is the many of our businesses that were located here, for 30, 40, 50 years. As those people went out of business, they sold it to the best buyer. Those buyers have investors from other countries. In some cases, even in our media, a lot of our media is owned by foreign countries. So they're not going to go against what the foreign country has to say. But in our situation, a lot of those businesses that were so strong here in the USA had investors come in from foreign countries. And in 2-3 years, they said, well, we're going to just move the entire business to a foreign place where we would have more control over it, because Americans are not, they're not going to stop buying. They're going to buy the stuff where, regardless of where it's made. And this is what our politicians, the American people, were told, just to sit back and let it happen.
Now, and like that, with the pandemic, you know, what the pandemic did was expose what's made overseas, and,
right,
you know, from our safety products to our defense products to the simplest things that are not on your Walmart shelf right now or whatever, but it exposed it. It woke people up. But we're asking people to do a little investigation now on their own. See, people didn't know. Most people are coming, I didn't know we don't make that, even though for 11 years I've been telling everybody, even friends and family, it all of a sudden, like the light bulb went on for them. So we got to keep this light bulb going on. And what Rich did is a perfect example. Nicely, and Mike, you always said, go to your store nicely. Ask, you know, the counter personnel or whoever, hey, could you please get more Made in America products here? And then somebody might go, why? Somebody might ask their buyer, and why is that important? You know, so we got to keep educating. I think we do a great job with it. We got to keep doing it. We're going to get to about 500,000 friends in 2022 on Facebook and social media outlets, which is incredible. My nephew Tony and I are running, you know, so we've got a lot of people believing, a lot of people listening, but what we've got to continue to make it important. But people have to be less selfish and have to realize one purchase of a product, where that dollar goes and how many people it helps, Mike. We've got to continue.
And whoops.
Uh-oh. Somehow or other, there was a disconnect.
But you know, I've got to say something to you about what Mark said, and it really kind of cracks me up. I listened to it with the most loving smile on my face. He has made two references to elements of his business, one being the biggest store that he has, and the other being the social media that he does. And in both cases, he lent the success of those programs to a family member. How important is that to a family member? Ah, it's just, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is that we have to start having people focus on what they are purchasing. People in the stores often tell me, Michael, if more people were asking, we would have to address their concerns. But a lot of people come in, they're rushing, they just grab whatever they can, go right back into the to the cash register line and pay for it, and it's forgotten. They're on their way. This is what happened. The pandemic helped to bring attention to the fact that we are overwhelmed with foreign products. And many of the companies are owned by foreign countries now, not by Americans. They're owned by foreign countries.
I understand that. But one of the things that I think we need to work on, and I plan to make important next year, is there are two different kind of workers in this country right now. Those are the ones who have the skill to work, or the lack of skill, and those who have the will to work, or don't have that will at all to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very important. And we've gotten to a point now, you know, they brought up this morning on the news that the Secret Service has now announced today a full investigation of a misuse of $100 billion of the COVID relief money. $100 billion. And they want to find more money now. And this was just announced this morning by the Secret Service. And, of course, the first thing out of some of the better press people's mouths were, wait a minute, how long have you known about this? Well, you know, you've got a line. You know, they had no answer.
Mm-hmm.
$100 billion dollars of misused money.
Well, here is something, Larkin, I want to add to that, and that's very, very interesting. And the thing is this. Before we put these things in these budgets, what we want to do, that should all be put in the budget by the elected leaders in Washington and the people who are doing the purchasing for Washington. You know, last year when the new president came into office, he all of a sudden said, we're going to support more Americans, we're going to, you know, this and that. Until weeks later, they found out that all the stuff that the government uses, a lot of the stuff in our schools, they're all now owned by foreign countries. So there's no other way. So that whole agenda went silent. Have you noticed that it went silent? Because
yes.
5 and 10% of the stuff that they used in the schools are made in America now. 25 years ago, they were 95% made in America. What has happened? It's just been a quiet way to destroy. We're so used to seeing inventory in the stores, nobody really knows that whether they're foreign or whatever. In fact, you have to look so close to the little print on the label to see that it is coming in. We just don't understand. Take, for instance, Mark is back with us. Let me tell you this. What is really concerning to a lot of people, and I'm really glad that it is, they said, Michael, healthcare drugs are not made in the United States in the large numbers that it used to be. It's now foreign made. Yes, because you know what happened? Foreigners bought out the companies that were owned and operated by Americans. Yes, we still have leaders and board meetings and all in the United States, but the main dollar holders are located in some other country. We have to start reversing that. If they want to have those products, that's wonderful. Sell them around the world. We should have healthcare drugs and all produced here in the United States of America, where we're going to use them. If they want to have a special brand in Europe, that's wonderful. If they want to have something in China or any other country, that's wonderful. But we should have at least 50% of every drug sold in the United States made in the United States of America. Mark, you got cut off. What else is happening?
Yeah, no, you know, I appreciate it. I know Henry didn't mean it. No, I'm not sure how it happened. But, no, like you said, you know, making people, they've got to put it back if it says, you know, made in China. They got to do their part nicely. We can cause our own shipping container, you know, log jam if we all do our part. And that's how you grow a country. We want 50-50 fair trade. We're fair about it. I just had a guy come up to me. He's making small business card holders, very nice, laser etched, and you know, he said, "Oh my God, you know, your criteria is tough, but I've got it there." It took him a year to get in my store, but you know, that's who we are. We're 100% made in America. We support you know, everybody, but that's our concept core value. But most people, you know, we're good with 50-50. You know, made in America, 50% and domestic, 50% overseas. But everybody's got to, for New Year's resolution, do their part, look at what they're buying, slow down, and realize they themselves can make a difference, because it is up to we, the people, to save this country at this point.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, and what the people are telling me now, people behind the counters and all are looking like saying, well, what's the difference where it's made? What's the difference? It's employing American people. It's helping us take care of our American families. It's helping institutions be part of America. That's the difference. And I tell people all the time to say that to the providers in the store. They look like, oh, well, you know, I have my job, and if you don't have a job, it's tough luck. Well, this should not be a welfare country, and we dropped in so many ways our ethics over the years. We should not have, as other countries went up the scale and they have less people depending on government, in America, with all the loss of jobs, we have more people depending on America than we did have in the year 1980. More people are on welfare and everything else. Yes, Larkin.
I just wanted to make this commitment to Mark, and you'll hear a little bit more about it next week. I plan to start a small business, and my barometer for success next year is to take a picture of my product being displayed on your shelf.
Excellent. I love it.
That is my target. Now, if I get there, fine. If I don't, I'm going to blame it on my age. And another thing that you missed, Mark, I think while you were gone, is another thing that I think that we need to pay attention to, and I don't know how we turn it around, but I think we have to become very aware of the difference between American workers. I think we have American workers in this country who have the skill to work and just need to get themselves organized as far as a commitment to getting back to work is concerned. But I think we also have a large group of, unfortunately, people in this country that, because of the pandemic and the way things develop, they have lost really the will to work. And I think those are two entirely different people. And I think we have to pay attention and encourage both of those groups to do the right things to get back into the system and to become part of the economy.
Mm-hmm. You know, Larkin, I just want to add one thing, and this is for the record, because I've made various contacts with Nancy Pelosi's office. Nancy Pelosi and people in power don't want to touch the National Small Business Month effort. You know why? Because they don't want to insult the people who are importing all the products to the United States. Now, it's unbelievable. Now, in other countries, some countries won't allow much foreign-made stuff in their place because they figure, hey, our people need a job. And yet when you contact her office, they have a way of saying, well, we can't tell businesses what to do. That's up to the own business to do what they want to do. And we're just here to regulate rules and regs and the government, and it's all this nonsense. And media,
and what they don't understand is you can't be pro-jobs and anti-business at the same time.
Right.
And pro-business is to pass regulations that encourage commerce in this country. And they don't get that. You know why they don't get it? Because Nancy Pelosi, okay, she's not a good person. it's too close
very
to
nice,
for me to tell you exactly what Nancy Pelosi is. And this country will be a better place and can look to building back an America where freedom of opportunity and prosperity and civil society, where those are prominent, only when we get her out of office, period.
And you know, Larkin, you are 1,000% correct. But my suggestion is this. As we come to the Christmas holiday, we have to give ourselves a Christmas present and warn people that they have to speak up to the people seeking election. America first. America first. Not second, third, or fourth, but America first. Because right now, it's whoever brings us money into our coffers to have our campaigns and all, we'll cater to them in the hell with all these other things. That is the thing that has to change in the year 2022. And I think, yes.
You know, 2022, we talk, common sense has to play a part. But I told my people, I had 18 managers, whatever, Tuesday morning early. I bring them their coffee and donuts and a half hour of sleep. But I said, it's really simple. Treat people like you want to be treated. Keep it simple. We tend to complicate things, too. But as human beings, we've got to keep it simple. Just treat everybody like you'd like to be treated yourself. It'd go a long way for 2022.
Yep. Well, we're getting near the time to say goodbye, but I want everybody to take a minute. I know that Rich Logis would like to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for going out of your way to look for American made. Speak up. Getting people to speak up is the biggest important thing that we can do, because store owners hear customers speak up and they want to take action. Yes, Larkin, you're first up. What would you like to say to the listeners as we come near this Christmas holiday?
Well, there's very little doubt that the economy is recovering. I know that Biden is throwing out all these comments about the percent, you know, more growth than we have had in the last 40 years. But that's growth from a pandemic-soaked country to today. So, you know, he finds new ways to put things. I think we have to I think we have to address the American economy from every aspect to the best of our ability, to have initiatives, to bother politicians, to coach people and coax people in America to vote. I don't care how you vote, just vote so that we have an honest government that's in place and represents the American public. So thank you for those who have helped us to this point with the movement. And please be prepared for what I hope is an outstanding follow-up year next year.
2022. Now, Mark, I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your families. I believe, and, you know, Mike, everybody's got to listen a little better, care a little more, and we're going to be fine. Love America. Do your part, but contribute somehow. Don't just ride on the coattails of the past. We've got to all contribute and make this country great again.
You're right, and I will just add to that. When you go shopping, speak up to the people at the cash register. The more they hear from the people who are running the cash register, the managers and all, the more they will know that the customers will be happy if they can find a better balance of American-made and foreign-made. Not just everything, you know, cheap, 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 cheap. No, we have to have good skills in this country, so forth and so on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11 as we prepare to welcome in the new year, I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. Spend some good time with friends and family and let them know about all of our efforts here on American Workers Radio and invite them to tune into AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Until we get together next, best wishes to you and yours. Have a wonderful holiday.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, everybody.